This side of my head grows hair faster than this side of my head.
It's messed up.
That's messed up.
Right? That's rude.
It's time for our favorite talk show.
Time for the show.
It's time to show you, okay?
What's the show about this time?
More of the funny show.
So good things are going to happen for me, right?
I know a lot of things are going to happen.
Well, then I suppose it's time for a little more show and a little less tell.
Okay, time for the show.
Mixed Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now.
On Mix 105.1.
It's Friday!
Yeah, it is!
Good morning to you, John. Justin Jackson, the gang is all here. Yes, it is Friday. Thank goodness we made it, guys. Another week is done. Pat yourself on the back. It was a hard one. We climbed the summit.
Well, it's not done.
I feel like
we have a whole show to do.
I think we could just leave.
We just kicked it off.
6:10.
We'll just play some Timberlake. We'll head on out.
No,
go get breakfast across the street.
Oh, I love that idea.
Right?
Let's do it.
That sounds fantastic. We're going to start the show with some Real Salt Lake tickets for tomorrow's match. It's a pretty big match against Minnesota, but before we get to that, can we talk about a photo we took yesterday that we posted on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I have not checked that photo yet today.
And the amount of traction this photo is getting
really made me angry.
It hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
We do so much. We work so hard on our digital stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing that really starts taking off is a photo of us being bald.
So yesterday was National...
187?
Yeah. National Bald is Beautiful Day. And it turns out that all the men on the staff here are losing their hair. I would say their hair is quietly thinning.
Oh, mine is mine is roaringly thinning. There's nothing quiet about it.
So, no, this is John speaking. I've been bald since 22, I think is when I started shaving my head. So I've gotten, I have somewhat of peace with how I look now. And so when they were like, hey, we want to take a picture of like everyone's bald head, I was like, that's fine, whatever. But I felt bad for the other three in this photo.
Well,
the other three would be Jackson, Justin, and then Kevin Cruz, who does afternoon.
We're all in denial.
Right, because you guys are still living in... I remember this phase where you can't see it really because it's like behind the front of the hair, so you don't notice what's happening behind you.
And most people don't know
Everyone
what's going
does.
On your backside
back
there.
No, people notice. They just don't say it
I
to
don't, you. You know, because
yeah, no.
I pretend like this doesn't exist
right,
back here.
But I want you to know... People do notice.
No,
I'm
come
sorry.
On.
Oh, they do.
I'm sorry, Justin.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
You know what my favorite thing was? Your buddy Mike's comment.
What did he write?
it's like John nailed it.
Well, I just, I really embraced all
right?
that was.
Out of all of us, it's like John really nailed it. Like, you know what? John did nail it.
Great job.
And I'll tell you this, DJ Bangarang, who does overnights here on Mix, he does a lot of hurtful posts when it comes to us being bald.
We're probably going to fight later today.
Yeah, he really likes it. He said, so shiny. Yeah, he likes to make bald comments a lot.
You know, I went back. There's really no shine on anybody.
No.
So.
I thought you guys looked good.
Hey, thank you.
Right back at you, boo.
So if you have a second this morning, go check out our Instagram post. Our Instagram handle is Mix1051Utah. Justin, big plans for the weekend?
I think I'm going to go to the lake.
Oh, awesome.
You know why?
Good for you.
Days are numbered.
Yeah.
It's pretty much done.
Completely. Jackson, plans for you?
I'm sleeping.
Stop
I'm
it.
Sleeping
you
so
You can't waste the weekend
so
doing
much.
That.
Oh, that's oh, not, oh, contraire,
you
my
You could
friend.
Go to the fair.
Oh,
you could go
contraire.
To Oktoberfest.
Mon frère.
It's going to be a beautiful 85 degrees.
And I have worked nights at my other job, and I can't do it anymore.
He is
I can't
fall
be
apart.
Alive. I have talked to too many people this week. I have interacted more than my fair share, and it's time for me to go to bed.
Listen, he's at least staying awake during the show, which is a lot to be said. Because I've had people on the show who could not stay awake for the 4 hours. That
we have had that, and we will take a picture of you.
For the first time this morning, Justin, let's get to the show, Bisbee.
LeBron James, he seems to be doing so much more than basketball since he's moved to Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, it's Hollywood now, man.
Well, is it because, like, hey, I moved to Los Angeles to play for the Lakers, quote, because I'm going to find other things to do next year when my basketball career is over?
I feel like if you're going to the Lakers at this point, you're going to try to expand your career.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on because he's now producing a basketball drama for NBC called Hoops.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, man, for somebody that's got a season coming up, why are you producing a TV show?
You need to spend more time doing some cardio?
Yeah. So it's about a WNBA star who becomes the first female coach of a men's college basketball team.
I guess my question is, how hard is it to be a producer?
I don't know.
Because I think a lot of people just, they get their name on a show as a producer, but it doesn't mean anything.
But if you're the Lakers, you're like, hey, dude, We paid you a gazillion dollars to come here to play basketball.
Same thing happened with Shaq. Shaq came out from Orlando to Los Angeles, not to get too into sports, but he started making movies. He did, I think, Shazam. Yeah.
Now he's the general.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I get it. I see what's going on there. Hey, Kit Harington was telling MTV that not everyone's going to be happy with the end of Game of Thrones. And I don't know what he knows, but then he, and this for example, he went back and referred to what, like, the Sopranos ending, you know, and how it was kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
He goes, you kind of get that way with a lot of shows. And he goes, I feel that you can't make everyone happy all the time.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, mm-hmm. does he know something that we don't know? And he's like, you know what? I don't love the ending. You guys aren't going to dig it.
No, I don't. I think no matter how it ends, you're not going to like it. It's the end of Game of Thrones. There's no good way to end it. And they're going to kill off every character.
Yeah.
I know it.
It's just be one big fight and they're all dead.
Yes.
That's how it's going to go.
Yes.
I like it.
With Tyrion sitting on the throne.
Well, it's better than Sopranos. They're all in a cafe. I'm like, really? This is it? No big mob fight? No gunfire?
I didn't hate the ending the way everyone else did of Sopranos.
Keira Knightley, she was talking about Love Actually, which is one of John's favorite shows. Here's what she had to say.
I only saw it once when it first came out. So what, how long ago was that? 15 years ago? So I was obviously very, very young. I was 10 or something. I've only seen it once. Just feels a bit weird to sit down and watch your own thing.
That's okay. Don't worry, Kira. My wife and I have seen it so many times for you. You're okay.
But
you
I get it. How often are you going to watch a movie that you star in?
No, you're fine.
And if you watch it a bunch of times, then people are going to label you.
Right, yeah.
See, but I don't agree with that. I saw a stand-up comedian once say, he's like, I don't understand why I can't watch my own movies. It's not like you would go into a Subway and tell a guy he can't enjoy a sandwich that he made. You know what I mean? Just because you made it doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
Good point. That is the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Justin. You know, you got to hand it to Jeopardy for staying fresh after so many years.
Like, earlier, huh?
Yeah, I saw this week that Alex Trebek, he had grown out his beard.
Yes.
You like the bearded?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
I think it went away, though, already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't stick.
So he grew this beard, and then he had people voting online whether or not he should bring back the mustache, shave it all, or just keep the beard going to be like Mountain Man Alex Trebek.
Right. David Letterman.
Yes.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah. And, so that was just on Monday we were talking about that. Back in the news this morning, because last night on Jeopardy, they did an entire category based on the cowbell. Remember, like, more cowbell from
yes.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
In an SNL skit, Don't Fear the Reaper, was the song on which this man was playing a mean cowbell. Sean.
Who's Will Ferrell?
Yes, indeed.
More cowbell 400.
Cowbell starts off Honky Tonk Women by this band, which I want you to gimme, gimme, gimme. Lauren.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
Yes, indeed.
More cowbell for six.
This rap trio from Brooklyn, as in No Sleep Till, threw in a cowbell solo on Hey Ladies. Kyle?
Who are the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
More cowbell, an entire category.
I love it, man. I'm proud of them.
Alex Trebek's getting saucy.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. He's singing along. He's rapping these days.
All right.
A new study looked at how much the average American is spending on two things. Going out to eat and grabbing drinks like coffee and smoothies. You guys ever get a smoothie when you're out and about?
No, but I get a lot of coffee.
There was a time when I probably was getting a lot of smoothies. I haven't bought a smoothie, though.
I can't think of the last time I had a smoothie. They're expensive.
The average person eats at a restaurant or orders takeout how many times a week?
Three?
Five.
Two and a half.
Oh.
Well, would you say you're over or under on that, Jackson?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, because I can't afford it.
Right, Jackson or Justin?
Nah, we're probably, that's about right.
Spends an average of $19.58 each time, which adds up to 125 times a year, or $2,443.
I feel like that is way lowballing
that.
Yeah,
it is. Mine would be double that.
Yeah, but if I'm going out to a fast food place, I don't think I'm dropping $20 individual. Now, you add in the family, of course, but like for myself.
Isn't it like $40, $50 every time you take the family out?
Yeah, but this is the average person, so it's one person.
Okay.
I'm not dropping 20 bills.
I think people eat out more than that, and I think that there's probably spending about that amount, though.
We buy drinks like coffee or smoothies how many times a week?
Five.
Two and a half.
Stop it. I buy coffee every morning.
You
and
me both.
$1.60. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning.
You guys know I'm in college right now. I could take the online classes. I go sit at Starbucks each and every day. $2.86.
Wow.
That gets me my hot tea.
You spend a lot more than I do.
I know.
Yeah, he gets fancy. He's fancy, Justin. I don't know if you've met Mr. Jonathan Watkins, but we're in the presence of grace, poise, and fanciness.
I get Maverick coffee. He's at Starbucks.
I put on my tea hat, and I just enjoy it.
He dresses up exactly like Queen Elizabeth.
Right, exactly. How much do you think a coffee or a smoothie averages out to be?
You're spending $1,200 a year.
Wow, he just did all the math.
He went for it, huh?
I'm going to say $3.
$3.72, yeah, that's right. Adds up 130 times a year or $484 a year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's low, too.
Yeah.
So if you add it all up, we're spending about $15,000 a year on fast food and coffee or tea or smoothies.
Wait, $15,000?
Yeah, because $14,000 on fast food, about $3,000 on the coffee and everything that gives you.
I think it said $1,400.
Yeah,
before.
Me too. The first time, so I was like, "Holy cow!"
No.
Whoa.
That's, okay. Yeah. Now that's a lot of money. Okay. That's why I was like, "That sounds low."
Is your mind blown now?
I'm not. Yeah. Okay.
Are you not impressed?
Because the first time around, I was like, Russell, "You know what? I could spare that." Now I'm like, no, that's a lot of money.
I could buy you a car. Yeah. I'll buy a Hyundai for that right now.
Show.
Before we get to Family Feud, Tiffany from Tooele texted us wanting to thank you, Jackson, for recommending the Spooked podcast.
Oh, did you love it?
Tiffany says that she had goosebumps all day at work after our show yesterday. So
it is so good. If you're not listening to the Spooked podcast, you need to get on board.
After you start listening to ours, of course.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, but also, you're dead to me if you don't listen to this movie.
Should we play the feud?
Yeah!
All right, Morning Show Family Feud. So I was thinking, what was I going to find today for the top 10 list? And you know, they just released the new Apple iPhones.
Yes.
Like $1,100 for the new one. And they have the new iWatch that I want that'll tell you if you're having a heart attack.
Yeah, you need that.
Right?
And also, it will detect if you've fallen and call the police.
Yeah, it's like an emergency alert bracelet for someone like me. And so I thought we'd do the top 10 best-selling apps of all time. All right, so these are apps that you have paid for, 99 cents and above, and then downloaded onto your phone. Again, of all time. So it might not be something that's new. Look on your phone. Let's go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And then you can call us, you can text us, you get one right, you'll hear this. And we'll put you into a drawing for tickets to the Utah State Fair. All right, Justin, we'll start with you. You won the coin toss, shockingly.
That's crazy, huh?
Yep.
How about Angry Birds?
Show me Angry Birds. Number one on the list.
Was it really? It still is?
There were three in the top 10, and I put them all together, so I moved them off the list. Otherwise, Angry Birds would have been the answer three different times.
I don't look. God, some of them, because most of them are free, so you don't really know.
I was gonna say, yeah, all of these apps, all the apps that I use are free.
Okay, yeah.
So these are. I'll say this: a lot of them are games. Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
How about Fruit Ninja?
Show me Fruit Ninja. Number two on the list.
Fruit Ninja was free too,
which I'm shocked by one and two, because those are. A few years ago. I thought maybe something else might have surpassed it by now.
I think they're going to be of all time. You got to think a few years ago because people are still downloading Fruit Ninja.
I am.
Yeah.
I love Fruit Ninja.
Hey, we'll go to Mac from Ogden. Mac is saying, what about Candy Crush? Show me Candy Crush.
That is a good one.
How is that not on here? Candy Crush is not on here. Yeah.
Farmville. Remember how much people loved that game?
Farmville went along with Facebook, right? Wasn't that where Farmville was about?
I don't know much about it, but I know that everybody always wanted to invite you to be part of Farmville.
Top 10 best-selling apps of all time in honor of the new iPhone. I'm being chastised and taught by Jackson this morning with the Morning Show Family Feud. He's telling me that some of these apps you don't have to purchase to download. You have to make the purchases within the game, like if you want extra lives.
As a matter of fact, all of them.
So, you haven't seen the top 10.
All of them we've guessed so far.
You've only guessed two. Angry Birds and Fruit Ninja on my list of top 10 best-selling apps of all time.
And all of them are free. I'm going to go ahead and just
get one of those. Justin, back to you.
Temple Run.
I love Temple Run.
That was a fun game.
So good. Not good enough to make this list, though. A lot of people guessed Temple Run as well.
Oh, did they?
Jackson, over to you.
I am going to say Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot.
But I think that one was free. Yeah.
But you could buy things, couldn't you?
I don't think you can buy things.
Really?
I think they make money tracking your location
and then selling and it to
selling
like
the info.
Right.
What about the Little Caesars app? No? Come on, it's one of my favorites.
You do use that app a lot.
I do. I use it once a week.
Oh, how about Lyft and Uber?
Oh, that's a good idea. No, not on this list, though. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Douglas.
Douglas. What's up, man?
Pretty good. Hey, have you played Super Mario Crush or Run on the phone?
I have not. Should I?
Yes. It's fun.
Oh, Super Mario Crush. Not on this list, though, my friend.
Okay.
Brandon's saying, what about Clash of Clans? I know that from the TV commercials, and that's about it. Did not make this list. A bunch of... What's Flappy Bird? Is that the same as Angry Bird?
No.
Oh,
Flappy
yeah.
Bird, it was huge,
was
man.
It? Why did I never get into Flappy Bird?
I don't know how you could avoid it.
How is that
the
possible?
One where you have the chicken and you move him?
Oh. No, it's the one... There's a bird going through, like, Mario pipes, basically, and he just
okay,
flies
yeah.
up and down around him. It was, like, the biggest game of, like, 5 years ago.
Nope.
Okay.
Cool. You know what? Chicken Run is the one.
That's the one
that you do with the voice where you're like, oh.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
No, that's not on there either. Tanner says, "What about Words with Friends?" Yeah, number 6 on this list. Nice job, Tanner. You are in the drawing for Utah State Fair tickets. Man, a lot of wrong guesses.
Oh,
this
Words
morning.
With Friends. I
words with Friends was fun.
That was a big
right?
deal. Remember, yeah, everybody was playing that around here.
Heads Up. Do you remember Heads Up?
Yeah.
Not this
Ellen's.
List. You want to hear it?
What's yeah. the trivia one that you play?
HQ, but that know. One's super free.
Number 10 is Where's My Water? Liam plays this. It's like a pipe game where you move the
oh,
pipe
I love
around.
Where's My Water.
Yeah. Number 9, we did see a few guesses for Plants vs. Zombies, so if you guess that, you are in the drawing. Number 8, I've never heard of it, Pocket God?
No.
Mm-mm. Number 7, Tiny Wings.
No.
Is that the sequel to Flappy Bird?
It might be.
Number 6 know. Is Words with Friends. Number 5, WhatsApp.
Have you heard of that one?
WhatsApp, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a chat app.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like another messenger. The kids love it.
Number 4 is Cut the Rope, which we used to play a lot.
I love Cut the Rope.
Number 3, Doodle Jump. Number 2, Fruit Ninja. And number 1 of the top 10 best-selling apps of all time, Angry Birds. Asking you to choose the news this morning. You got 3 stories to pick from. 3 great stories today. Well, 2 great ones and Justin's.
No, mine's awesome.
Justin, what's yours?
It's really good, actually. It's the new list of toys that are going into the Hall of Fame.
Jackson.
I don't think anybody thought this name through.
And mine is having goosebumps means this. Text us and we'll put you into a drawing for Utah State Fair tickets. Lindsay says, tell me about the goosebumps. Love you guys. Thanks, Lindsay.
Hey, love you too, Lindsay.
Chaz also going for me. Eric's going with Justin. Eric says, I love toys growing up. I'm curious to see what toys are going in the Hall of Fame. Love listening to you guys. Thank you, Eric. Drew as well. Jackson's got a carpool voting for him right now with May and Cheryl both voting.
Tipping the scales. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, my story's really good.
Tom from Salt Lake City says, this is a tough call this morning, but I have to go with Jackson. It's a good thing I'll be downloading the podcast so I can hear the other 2 stories. Love to hear the podcast
downloads.
That's what we're talking about.
That's pandering, Tom, and I appreciate it.
Let's see. Another tight day today, but the winner with 38% is Justin!
Yeah!
All right, this is like a walk down memory lane because these are all toys that are going into the Hall of Fame, which are toys that we remember as kids. So here's what the nominees are. The American Girl doll. I find this one funny. Chalk.
You mean just like normal sidewalk chalk?
Chalk has been nominated.
Okay.
Chutes and Ladders.
Never liked that board game.
It's boring.
Right?
It's as boring as chalk.
I gotta be hitting
I
on
like chalk.
Chalk. Chalk is a nominee to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're right, and Chalk, I haven't been
Chalk
nominated
is doing,
for anything.
You're right, Chalk is doing better than we are
Chalk
right now.
Chalk is fun. You get to play hopscotch with it. You can
right.
You can lay down and outline your body.
How about this? The Magic 8 Ball.
Oh,
it
man.
Was nominated last year but didn't make it, so
made
it's nominated
many,
again this year.
Yeah, made many decisions based off the Magic 8 Ball.
Right?
That's how I ended up here.
I usually just asked which of my friends I should hate.
We've got the Masters of the Universe action figures. That'd be like He-Man, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. The sled.
They really are up to date on their
wow.
toys, aren't they?
How far back are they going?
Way back, because Tic-Tac-Toe is nominated this
Tic-Tac-Toe?
Year.
Tic-Tac-Toe? That's not even a game. You just draw that. You don't
That's
even
not
need
a toy.
Something. You don't go into a
That's
store and
hey,
say,
toy.
Yes, these are the nominees. I don't come up with the list. I just report the list.
Shopkeep, I would like to purchase a Tic-Tac-Toe set, please.
So like, here's a pencil and a piece of paper.
I like to imagine that these are all like the Susan Lucci's of the Toy Hall of Fame, where they get nominated every year, but they never
win. Well, they finish strong on these now. Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
How is Tiggum Elmo not already in there?
Well, if Tic-Tac-Toe hasn't made it in yet.
Tic-Tac-Toe keeps getting bumped. He keeps getting nominated, though.
I'll tell you what the next big thing is. It's checkers.
How about electric football?
Oh, that was fun back then.
It was fun. Uno.
Eh.
And then the
Uno uses too many cards.
That's the problem, though.
There's too many cards involved.
I'm bringing back Uno. I'm actually going to buy some.
I love Uno.
And the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. That's the one where the kids pushed it around and it little pops.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had that one.
That's a toy. Some of these aren't toys. I wouldn't consider chalk a toy.
Would you consider the sled a toy?
No. I think it's an extreme sports vehicle.
Sorry, it's a recreational vehicle.
Justin, do the show biz beat.
And now is the time to apply Step 4 fertilizer from IFA Country Stores. IFA, helping to grow the things that you love. John Legend is going to be joining The Voice.
As what?
As a coach.
Wow.
Which is cool.
That's cool.
The coach isn't the chair, then. The coach is the added person.
Right.
Okay.
And so we the chair is always going to be Adam and Blake.
And then rotate the third.
And that's Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Which they're really in love with her
right
now.
They really liked Kelly. Yeah. She was a good pick.
So she's going to sit there for a little bit. But it's not going to be season 15 because, you know, they break him in two. So he's going to be season 16, which would be the spring version of this next year.
Got it.
Not the winter, the spring.
You mean EGOT winning John Legend?
EGOT winning.
EGOTer.
Good job for him.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal. Dude, this is a big story. Modern Family is the producer said that they're going to be killing off one of their characters. And then when they say a character, they say a significant character.
It's got to be Jay, right?
It's like, that doesn't necessarily mean a main.
Oh.
But a significant. I'm like, all right, now you're just confusing me.
Yeah, because as soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, it's Ed O'Neill's character.
Well, who's a significant and who's a main?
That's a good point.
I mean, you either have that show the way it is. I mean, everybody's like a main character. You don't see many people from the outside.
Other ones kind of come and go.
Right. You really deal with the family.
I was watching one of those Modern Family. It was on like a Fox or something.
Uh-huh.
I did not realize how old those kids are now.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Those
are the ones that have to go.
I can't watch it now.
It's the boy.
Yeah, the boy. Yes.
And he's turned into a crappy actor.
Yes.
Right? He was really good as a kid.
Yes.
But he's just awkward now that he's like, what, 20?
You know what, though? Manny still plays.
Manny still plays.
Yeah.
And the girls do okay.
I
can't think of his name right now. But yeah.
Nolan Gold?
Is that his real name?
That's his real name.
Yeah. I get it. He looks like a Nolan.
His character name?
We all know it. I just can't think of it right now. Frank.
Sure.
Yes, Frank could be killed off. So that's kind of a big deal. And the movie's out this weekend. Big one. Predator.
Yes.
I know a lot of people pumped. I know a lot of people went to a screening of it as well, too, and the people say it's pretty good. I don't know. Is it something that's on your list to go see, or don't care? Will you watch it once it hits demand? Or
no, I love the Predator franchise. I don't know with the kids, like, if I have a chance to break away and see it, but I'm excited about, like, the reboot.
We go this afternoon or this morning at 11 o'clock as soon as we wrap up the show. We get some popcorn and watch Predator.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go.
I'm on board with it. All right, guys, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Justin. I got a text saying, hey, do you remember in Wayne's World when Ed O'Neill played the donut shop
owner?
Yes. Yes.
I do.
Yes, we do.
Massages are great, unless they're from the Triple J Massage Parlor.
Sean and Justin, catching the cheaters one at a time with Fiance Friday.
Hey, Tage, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. So the big day's coming up, huh?
Yeah. We've been engaged for 9 months and getting married next year.
Awesome. Hey, what's your fiance's name?
Emily.
Emily. Okay. So you said 9 months of engagement with Emily next year. Tell us about Emily. Tell us about your relationship. Like, how can we help you?
Well, so ever since I've met Emily, she's been working for the same company since we met, you know, like a few years ago.
Okay.
And she's always been someone who like really delves into her work, which I love about her. But recently though, she's been spending a lot more time there. She's been having like lunch. Well, we used to have lunch together all the time, but now she's having lunch with some coworkers or maybe the same coworker. Like every day, a little weird and kind of feels like she keeps avoiding that time with me.
Got it. So you're like, hey, let's have lunch. And she's like, no, I have plans with some friends from work. And you're like, wait.
Yeah.
And that's happening like often. Okay.
It's happening a lot. And then she's also going in on the weekend for work. like way more than she used to. And I don't know, it feels sort of pretty out of the blue, and I'm not getting like a good explanation. So it's like, is she using work to, you know, as an excuse to see someone?
But she did used to go in on the weekends, right? That's not like a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing, but like the frequency of it is new.
Okay.
So it went from like every other month to like every Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you thinking she's using work as an excuse to go see someone?
That's what it feels like.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood where you're coming from. Well, we can find out, Tage. What we can do is we can call up Emily. We can offer her a sensual couples massage from the Triple J Massage Parlor, and we can see if you know who she wants to take with her on this sensual couples massage.
That sounds good.
I just need for you to give us legal permission to have Emily on the radio, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Emily?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Emily, this is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually calling because we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're just trying to get the word out. You probably haven't heard of us, right?
No, I haven't.
No, nobody has. So that's what my goal is to try to raise awareness of our brand. So we decided we're just going to give some of our massages away. What I'm offering today is a couples massage package. You and a romantic partner would come in for a couples massage side by side in a really romantic environment. We have essential oils going. And then we take you over to our serenity room for an hour. And you two are just left alone to enjoy some time together. We've got chocolate-covered strawberries, some champagne if you want it. Normally, this is like a $500 package. Is this something you might be interested in?
Seriously? Kyle, is that you? I totally know it's you. Are you messing with me?
Who's? No, I'm Jack.
Come
on. Jackson. I'm not Kyle.
Kyle, I know that's you. You totally can give me a massage anytime you want. You don't have to call and act all crazy.
I mean, I want to give you a massage, but it's from a massage parlor. It's not from Kyle.
Oh, I got to jump in. Hi there, Emily. This is John and Justin from Mix 105.1. You weren't talking to Kyle. You were actually talking to Jackson, who's on the show. First of all, how are you?
Good. Surprise, but good.
Tell us about this Kyle. Like, who is Kyle?
Kyle is he's just a friend from work.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you guys. She's been seeing a guy from work.
Hold on a second, Tage. Emily, your fiancé, Tage, has been listening in on our conversation. He actually, Tage, you want to say why you called us in the first place?
Well, apparently because I'm right. I thought that you've been cheating on me with someone at work, and apparently you have with this Kyle guy. Are you kidding me?
You know,
Tage, Kyle is gay. So I'm definitely not cheating on you with Kyle. I'm working a lot because I want a promotion. I'm trying to do this before we get married. So after we get married, we have more time. I'm not working so much. Dude, are you serious right now? You called a radio station because you thought I was cheating on you. Why did you just say something?
I just didn't know how to ask that question, you know?
Emily, tell me what kind of is going through your mind right now after all this. You thought it was a coworker calling and messing with you. Turns out it's a radio station.
Yeah, it's just us.
Yeah, like
I just am almost speechless. I'm totally taken aback. Like, I mean, if this is first of all, if there's that much of a jealousy issue, there's problems there. And second of all, if you can't even ask me a simple question, like, if you think I'm cheating, this is a big deal. I get it that it might be intimidating, but we're about to get married. Like, do you know what I'm saying? We're going to get married. If you need to talk to me about something serious, I need to know that you can come to me and talk to me. I'm sort of like, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, we're kind of the next best thing to face-to-face, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We're the worst possible thing
compared
to face-to-face.
Listen, sometimes it's easier to talk in a more relaxed environment. Is there a way that we can get you guys a couples massage, not from the Triple J Massage Parlor, but somewhere real nice and classy?
It seems sounds like we need it. We need something, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, I am glad it's out there. I mean, at least I'm glad that he got it out. But, yeah, I mean.
Jackson, maybe you need to meet Kyle.
Yeah.
Hey.
A lot of people not buying in with Emily, saying that no. She said Kyle could give a massage anytime. She was flirting at the beginning when she thought Jackson was Kyle, that she was now just covering it up when we jumped in and introduced who we were.
Well, John gave her my number to give to Kyle, so I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah, what's going on? You can get the lowdown.
What do you think, though? I bought in completely to what Emily was saying. And
I thought so, too. Because, like, I don't know. I guess that's just, like, friendly banter. I'm friendly like that with my friends.
Right.
And my friends ask me to rub theirs. How often do you come to our cubicle and I'm rubbing Sarah Noh's shoulders?
That's a great point.
You know what I mean?
More often than I care to see.
Yeah, it's nonstop.
Yeah. Right. She's always like, hey, come rub my shoulders. My shoulders hurt. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
It. You can't ask for it. That's got to be just delivered.
Yes.
I think in a work environment, you have to ask.
Excuse me. I would. No, you don't just deliver a massage. You don't just walk up to someone and grab them.
No, you sit there at your computer and be like, hey, come rub my shoulders. You don't do that either.
No, you walk up to a person like I do in Justin's office and I just start rubbing his shoulders. Yeah, so as like, friends do.
Hey, that's very nice. Thanks, buddy. That
you're
was nice.
Welcome, my friend.
See, then it's a surprise.
For it if you want one, or you ask permission before you give it, before you touch another human being. It's called consent.
I ask permission before I start blowing in his ear, but I keep with the massages on fire. The strangest thing's been happening to me for the last few weeks.
What's that? Yeah, what's up?
I keep getting phone calls from me. Like, my own cell phone number is calling my cell phone.
Oh, that is weird. How does that happen?
Have you ever had that happen before?
No.
And I've been picking up because I'm curious why I'm calling myself.
Ghosts.
And it's just 9 seconds of silence and then it hangs up. So I've been Googling this trying to figure out what's going on. And I hear it's like a scammer thing, but I don't understand how it is because I'm not talking to anyone.
That's weird.
Oh, it's one of those things where they call you and all they have to have you say is hello or yes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they can sign up for mortgages and stuff in your name.
Oh, wow.
So good luck.
Wait, is this true?
Yeah, they can sign up for credit cards and all this stuff because they have your voice saying hello or yes or okay.
Oh, I said a lot more than that.
John's like, I want a refi on the 3%.
I don't know why I always answer with my social security number, but I do. It's a terrible idea. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
And you can keep up with yesterday's.
This one's for Jackson because he's an animal fan.
All right.
Yes.
The cougar holds the Guinness World Record for the most names?
Yeah.
People, really?
Of course.
Really?
Of course, yeah.
Really?
Puma, mountain lion, cougar. There's a bunch of other ones.
Panther. Catamount.
Uh-huh.
Over 40 different names for the cougar.
Yeah. Right, the babies are spotted, too.
Fine. All right, friends of the podcast, this part of the show is just for you. We are off air now, and we are recording for our podcast.
We're off air and out of control.
Whoa! And we're going to get to our mascot talk in a second. Let's start with the stories that did not make it on to Choose the News. Jackson, you got yours over there?
Yeah, and I'm really excited it didn't get picked because, you guys, this is the best story.
Let's hear it.
Not a new town, but a town in Missouri got a new newspaper. And it's got a hilarious name because the town's name is Uranus, Missouri, which is already pretty solid.
There's a town named Uranus?
Uranus. Yeah.
Really?
After the planet.
Sure.
I love it.
Spins on its side axis.
You know, they teach... They changed the way it's pronounced in school?
Uranus.
They can't
that. They tried to do that when I was a kid, too. We as kids had none of it. We're like, that's Uranus.
I remember in school, the teacher saying Uranus.
And you're like, ha ha.
Yeah. I hear it has a lot of gas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, tell us about Uranus.
So Uranus, Missouri, got in the newspaper. It's called the Uranus Examiner. It made its debut on Wednesday. And their job, I guess, is just to examine Uranus. Really poke around in there. Take a look.
Sometimes,
see what's going on with the people in Uranus.
Sometimes you got to dive deep. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
My understanding.
In a neighboring town, Waynesville, Missouri, the mayor, Lug Hardman.
Okay.
Which is already a pretty bad name. He thinks that the paper's name will bring public ridicule to the area, to which I'll say... You have a town next to you named Uranus, so couldn't get much worse than that.
Yeah, he needs to lay off Uranus.
I love that.
Don't you think? Well, now my story just seems pretty lame.
You think he's been a little hard on Uranus?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, have you ever listened to music that was so good it gave you goosebumps?
Yeah,
you know, like during a symphony or when Clay Aiken sang Bridge Over Troubled Water on American Idol. You know
what was the moment?
According to a new study out of Harvard, if music has ever given you goosebumps and made the hairs on your arm stand up, it's a sign that you're thriving. They say that 55% of people had that strong of an emotional connection to music. They're more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and wealthier.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they found that women who are more likely to get goosebumps from music than men, for most people it happens quickly, like within the first minute of a song. Not only that, though, 1/4 of people have had them when someone said, I love you, for the first time.
Aww.
I have not. 23% had them when their child was born. I don't remember. I was pretty tired. I was upset. I was trying to eat my blueberry pancakes.
He's trying to eat his pancakes.
And 16% of them said they had it when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding. I was blubbering like a little baby, so
cute.
I don't remember that part of that.
Cute.
2018's top tailgating trends. Favorite tailgate food is?
Hot dogs.
Wings.
Wings. Hot dogs came in 4th. Burgers, pizza, then hot dogs. Favorite thing to drink at a tailgate is?
Beer.
Yeah, followed by mixed drinks and iced tea.
All right. Why bother, though, is my question.
Right. How many drinks does the average person have when they tailgate?
4.
Whoa. Only 20% said 4. 100% of the room. Wow. 32% said they have 1 to 2 drinks.
Wow, we're alkies, Justin. That's what I just found out.
The best game to play on a tailgate is? Nope.
Cornhole.
We're recording. Cornhole, yes. Cornhole.
Oh, that doesn't sound better.
Followed by beer pong and then frisbee. 70% of fans say college tailgates are better than NFL tailgates. I'd agree to that. And the best place to watch football would be?
Nowhere.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
At home.
That's true. I like home better.
I'll tell you, though. Buffalo Wild Wings, to me, is the best place to watch sports.
You love it there?
I love going, because I can go there. I bring the kids. I give them the little video game things that they have there.
Uh-huh.
And I can get about a half hour to 40 minutes of actually watching sports, having a couple beers, like compared to at home. Where
you feel like you're doing something.
Oh, yeah. The average person spends over an hour a day watching Netflix. Seems low.
It does seem low.
It does seem low.
Doesn't it? And finally, there is a new company that's letting you... it's called the Sipsky Shower Wine Glass.
I saw this. Yeah. I had to look at the picture.
It has suction on the wall, so you can keep your and there's a lid on it, so you can keep your wine safe while you shower. You can buy it at Urban Outfitters.
That's been a thing forever, though. A little suction cup hook, right?
It's this on one the holds glass.
It holds the wine glass.
Not the hook, not the suction.
I like
hook.
A good beer
well,
shower
every
once in a while.
Suction hook that you just put your wine glass on.
No, this is on the wine glass. Just a little suction cup on the wine glass.
So what you're saying is they took an idea that already existed and they just glued it onto the wine glass.
It's called an innovation. That's how things are created in this day and age. Google it.
I am really ready for the weekend. I cannot express to you how much I can't be in this room anymore.
I want
to
thank you for being a part of our show. We do appreciate it. We'll have a brand new episode back on Monday. Bye-bye. Oh, wait, no, no, wait, no. Don't hang up.
Whoa.
Don't stop.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Mascots.
Oh, yeah.
How did this start?
Don't get me started. I don't know how it started.
I don't remember how it started either.
Okay.
But, it's because Uranus, and then I was talking to Justin off air, and he's like, yeah, it sounds bad. It's almost like the Farmington Phoenixes.
Yeah.
Remember how their mascot is the phoenix, but the plural of phoenix is phoenixes?
Yes.
Which sounds not like that.
So then we started going down the list of stupid mascots.
Uh-huh. And how they're all stupid. Like, every mascot is stupid, and they do it because they want to be alliterative, like the Leighton Lancers or the Davis Darts. What is a dart?
I don't know.
Stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
And somebody voted on it, and like, yeah, we're going to be the darts.
Yeah.
Nah,
so
then
Justin
and
I came up with a list of 4 animals that are acceptable to be mascots.
So every school should be one of these?
Yes. One of these 4, this is all you're allowed. You can be the Panthers.
Yeah.
You can be the Wolves. Uh-huh. You can be the Wolverines, or you can be the Bears. Because let me tell you, where are you going to find a dart costume? Right. You're going to pay someone $1 billion to make a dart costume.
Yeah, could you sew me up a Phoenix's costume, please?
I need four Phoenixes, and then you're going to get a box full of something that you didn't want to see.
Right.
What about the fighting okra?
No.
Delta State.
How about you are the Bears?
How about the tree?
No.
Where's that? Stanford's mascot.
Stanford
okay,
tree.
Okay, how about the Stanford Panthers?
Yes, see?
It's just, and you know what? You can go into Party City right now. You can get yourself a bear costume for $20.
So we're saying four names and that's it. Huh?
That's it.
All you get.
Phoenixes.
Okay. Also, some of them don't sound great. Some of them, what was the one that you were mentioning earlier, Justin?
Which time?
It was
the Beat Diggers.
The Beat Diggers.
The Jordan Beat Diggers.
Listen, that sounds racist. I don't know against who. Maybe the Irish. They're always rooting around in fields for taters and stuff. But like, it's not racist, but it sounds bad. Yeah. Next time I'm mad at John, I'll be like, oh, get out of here, you Beat Digger.
Whoa.
Easy.
See,
it sounds bad. So they should be the West Jordan Bobcats or something. I'll give them Bobcats if they want. They can have a Bobcat. But all I'm saying is, let's slow it down with all this baloney.
Yes.
What about Sammy the Shrimp? You guys like shrimp as a name?
No.
Okay,
is it? No? All right.
Unless it's Bubba Gump High. That's the only time it's acceptable. Yeah. If they're Bubba
we'll
Gump
give him
High,
that one, huh?
They can be the shrimp.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Justin, final thoughts?
Yeah, if anybody needs me, I'll be at the lake.
Okay, Jackson?
I would encourage you to go read a book on mountain lions and cougars.
Stop it. Go Beat Diggers.